Ms. Darmus, continuing on Cross by the City.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Darmus, I'm going to show you City's Exhibit 35, Hearing Examiner Exhibit. Specifically page 00950. I know it's a little hard to read, but can you see my screen?
Hello.
Yes, I can see your screen.
Oh, okay.
So can you see Roberto's, could you see a name down at the bottom that says Roberto, where my cursor is right there? You see that?
Yeah, I think it says Roberto, yeah.
Then if I go to the next page, you see the name down here in the same spot?
Yeah, the last one says Roberto.
Okay, and then on page 956, do you see Roberto S. down here?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, so he's listed on the same timesheet as the other worker?
Well, as I said before, I'm not familiar with this one because this is not the one he sent me for payroll. This is not a payroll summary to me.
Okay. But you recognize it as a timesheet?
I think these were attached, if I'm not wrong, to the invoices. But because I don't do any receivables, I don't do any checks on invoices, that is Roberto and Claudia. But I think these, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think these are the ones attached to the invoices. So there are no payroll summaries. It looks like more like it's a summary of the hours he was charging. You know?
Okay. And so when you say invoices, you mean the invoices that Baja Concrete would send to New Way for payment?
Yes, and I think this was a New Way. I mean, it's coming from a New Way or whatever it is. I really don't know. But I think that's the one attached to the invoices. I mean, it looks like, because I saw one or two, and I think they are attached to the invoices, yes.
Okay. And again,
I'm not very familiar because I don't do receivables. I don't do invoices for Baja Concrete or no one. So I just have the impression it was probably, I saw it, I think I saw this attached to the invoice. Yeah.
Okay. And the name Baja Concrete USA is at the top of it?
Yeah.
And Jenny Way is at the top of it? Is that the top of the document?
Yeah,
okay. So, do you remember giving a deposition involved with this case?
Yes.
Okay. And did you sign a document declaring that what was in the deposition was true and correct?
Yes, to my knowledge, whatever it is true and correct. I always tell the truth, so no problem.
Okay. going to show you. I'm going to show you, let's mark the city's exhibit number 4. Can you see my screen?
Yes, I can see your screen.
Is this the affidavit that you signed declaring that the deposition was, the deposition transcript was true and correct copy of your testimony?
Yeah.
And so I move to admit cities number 4.
Can you clarify, there were two depositions where Ms. Dalmas testified. Which one did you get?
I believe this is the 36, according to what's at the top of the document.
Okay.
36.
This is City Exhibit 4?
Yes, and it's been stipulated to where everybody.
All right. Marked as Exhibit 103. 103 is admitted.
Okay. So as part of your duties, when you were working on behalf of Baja, were you responsible for paperwork involving workers' compensation?
Labor and Industries, you mean the report to Labor and Industries? I am responsible for the report to Labor and Industries.
And in those reports, on behalf of Baja Concrete USA, did you list Baja Concrete as having 30 employees?
I would object, beyond the scope of direction.
The scope of her duties as working on behalf of Baja Concrete USA. We've talked about her duties. This is part of that.
Can you be more specific as to what testimony she spoke to that you were presenting cross on? Again,
yes.
It might be enough to just touch on what her duties are with an objection on relevance, but if it's, we're talking about scope of testimony, what's the cross addressing there?
She talked about, she provides payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, and this is going into additional services that she provides for, or she provided for Baja Concrete.
Overall.
So it's part of that.
Overall.
So do you recall, on behalf of Baja Concrete USA, informing the labor and industries that Baja Concrete USA had 30 employees?
The additional services. The ones you mentioned, that's all I provided. Well, what is an additional services? I don't recall any additional services. So what do you mean
also,
by an additional? What do you mean by that?
You testified that you also provided information to labor and industries regarding workers' compensation.
You also mean
that on behalf of Baja Concrete USA.
Are you talking about the regular quarterly reports that we do for payroll?
I'm talking about you providing information to the Department of Labor and Industries on behalf of Baja Concrete USA regarding workers' compensation information.
I object to the question that's vague. An accountant reporting taxes is completely different from providing information such as an injured worker, and I think the form of the question is needlessly vague.
I'll join the objection.
Well, she just testified that she did provide information to labor industries about workers' comp, and now she's saying that she doesn't know what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to clarify her earlier testimony that she did provide this service for Baja Concrete USA.
Overruled. The question is specific enough to what department the information would be provided to. The witness should know what she provided. If it goes into some subject matter that's beyond her capacity, as is indicated in the objection, then she couldn't speak to that.
So, Mr. Armas, as part of your duties as working for Baja Concrete USA, did you also provide worker compensation information to the Department of Labor and Industries?
The quarterly reports that I done for payroll.
Okay. And did you indicate to them that Baja Concrete USA had 30 employees?
When you do the quarterly report, you only provide the total payroll and the total hours worked.
Just one second. The city's exhibit number 90. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
And do you recognize what this is?
Oh, yeah. That's
what
an email. It's an email from Queen Grant from New Way, wanted a certificate of compensation that is found in the public website. The public website, you know, all the companies are public, and then from there you can print that certificate of workers' compensation, and that it was current. And that's the reason I was sending it to her, because she wanted me to send it to her.
Okay.
And in,
so do you recognize page 1660?
Yeah, that is the certificate.
And does it indicate on the certificate how many workers?
It says from 21 to 30, because I don't recall Baja Concrete ever had 30 employees. I recall more like 25 maximum. Anyway, it is correct because it says from 21 to 30.
So I move to admit city's number 90.
And it's a disposition with regard to stipulations?
Everyone stipulated to it.
Marked as exhibit 104. 104 is admitted.
Okay. One last thing. Now, in your capacity as Baja's representative in the 30B6 deposition, do you recall testifying that Roberto had to run everything through Claudia because she was the boss, she was making all the decisions? Do you recall talking about that?
I don't recall, but I can tell you know everything. The whole payroll, hiring and firing and that was all Roberto. But he, the invoices, when he would make the invoices and all that, they will talk to Claudia. And Claudia will write the loan checks for the employee. The loans that they will get, she will write the check for those employees.
Ms. Sylvester, if you raise your mic a bit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Hearing examiner exhibit number 37 and city's exhibit number 3. Which is the 36 deposition. And specifically page 146. Can you see my screen?
Yes, I can see.
Can you see the first question that's asked to you on you as BAHAG representative during the deposition? The first question on line one, what's the question that was asked of you?
And so was Claudia, in essence, approving the decision that he was making?
And what was your answer?
My answer was no, she was not approving anything or everything. He was letting her know, which is correct.
Okay, and so then what's the next question?
So I guess I'm trying to understand what you mean by make decisions with president of the company.
And then what is your answer?
My answer was, I am going to tell you this. Claudia is a person that relies on him for the decision because Roberto is experienced in what he was doing. So we're talking here about payroll.
I'm sorry, can you just continue to read your answer, please?
Sure. He was hired for that, right? Because I'm not mentioning, but it is payroll. He was hired for that, and so he's making the decision. But of course, he needs to let the president of the company know what he's doing. And yeah.
Can you continue to read?
A Canadian company, LTD, who is paying Baja Concrete USA, he needs to run it through her. That's what I meant there. He needs to run it through her. Yeah. That's what I mean about the invoices.
Okay. You said that he needs to run it through her. That's what you said.
He needs to run, but he needs to run what we were talking about, which is the invoices, he would together coordinate with her because Roberto will get the checks from New Way, and Roberto will even deposit the checks, and then Claudia.
Okay, will, that's not responsive.
Sustained.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Armas, I want to remind you that you're a witness on the stand. Parenthetical comments, additional information you'd like to share is not your role to provide here. You need to respond to the questions that are put to you. I know that it can be challenging for a witness to play in that role, but it is the role you're in today.
I know, but I don't know how to say it in another way. So I'm trying to explain to the best of my ability.
Ms. Darmus, the explanation is not necessary. For example, when I give you a directive like I just did, I don't need a response. It's a very structured role, just as a witness. You need to get the question. If the attorney doesn't understand your response, or if there's more needed, the attorney will ask you that question. There was also an opportunity for Baja's attorney to ask you questions on redirect if there is additional information needed. It's not the duty or even the right of the witness to do so. Please just answer the questions that are put to you. I understand the constraints of it, but it is the constraints that you need to operate in today. Thank you.
It's also my first time as a witness.
And do you understand what I said to you?
Yes, I did.
Very good.
Thank you.
Then starting from here, I know this is your first time. You can understand it. Please proceed under those rules.
And so lastly, Your Honor, I move to admit City's Exhibit Number 8. That is the deposition of Mr. Armas individually. And it's been stipulated to, and then that is the end of my submission.
Marked as Exhibit 105. 105 is admitted. Right. We'll go to redirect by Baja.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sylvester was asking some questions about pay stubs and sick leave accrual that shows up on pay stubs. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so as we went through a series of pay stubs for one worker, it looked like the amount of sick leave accrued or available never changed. Why is that?
I believe because he was cut off of the timer. Because Roberto probably, he complained. He said that the workers were complaining and trying to get all that not to work, and that he wanted to take over that and not to keep it on the pay stubs. And I understand by the law that they can also have an Excel sick pay, and we provided him with the accumulated sick pay per worker. He had that, and I also provided to the city.
Okay. I'm going to pull up his hearing examiner, Exhibit 12, the city's exhibit 35. Remember this exhibit from earlier today?
I think it's, yeah, I don't remember for earlier, but I've seen these are the invoices.
Okay, let me, yeah, okay, so when you said this is the invoices, who prepared, to your knowledge, who prepared these invoices?
Roberto.
And then do you know what Roberto did with these invoices after he prepared them?
Yeah, he gave it to Quinn and Newway.
Did Roberto give these invoices to Mercedes Accounting?
No, not to me. He was just copying me because for taxes and stuff, I need to know what receivables are pending. He was just copying because he copied everybody. But yeah. I don't do invoices.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. So for the record, this is the first page of this exhibit. I'm going to scroll down to the second page of this.
Okay.
And now, when Mercedes Accounting processed the payroll, the bond, was your company, were you relying on this information that we see here?
No.
And why not?
He never gave us this. For payroll, never. That's why it's not really familiar for payroll. Why not? I don't know why. It was, I recognized when earlier today that I thought it was attached to the invoices, and it is. You see, this is what they were talking about. These are, coming hours to put it in the invoices. But I don't review invoices, I don't do receivables. He was just copying me.
Okay. So the information, what we looked at some exhibits this morning, which appeared to be emails from Roberto to Mercedes Accounting and with other people in copy. And then there were attachments to those emails. Remember that?
Yes.
And those attachments, is that what you relied on for processing payroll?
Yeah, mainly the payroll summaries.
Which
those are just few attachments. There is a lot of them. And the majority is like Excel that they showed this morning, like handwritten payroll summaries that he will send to prepare payroll.
Okay. You were asked some questions today also about pay stubs, where it looked like the pay rate for one worker changed from one pay period to another multiple times. Do you know why that was?
Yeah. When he will provide a payroll summary, he will say the net, because for Roberto, that's the agreement he made with the employee. He was getting paid, for example, $2,000, and he worked 80 hours. So the rate in the pay stub is the earnings divided by the 80, that's the pay rate. But what he was getting paid is the net pay. And that is what he says in his payroll summaries.
That, when you say the net pay, that's not an hourly net pay, is it?
No, it's not an hourly, it's an amount.
Set them out for a period of time?
Yeah. If you see all the payroll summaries, you'll see that you put the name of the worker, the amount of hours the worker worked, plus the net amount he was going to get paid, and in some cases, there will be another column for deducting a loan, deducting the rent, and things like that.
There were some questions today about piecework and an example of picking apples or something like that. When Roberto, I guess, negotiated with workers regarding the paid on a piecework basis. What is the piece? What are we talking about?
It was just the earning divided by the hours, and it was piecework. The majority of them in piecework don't have a bonus. The bonus is another arrangement because he has, the majority of them has one arrangement with the bonuses, but some others have a different arrangement. A different agreement is what I'm trying to say. A different agreement. So a few workers had a different thing. So, but the majority had the bonus. So piecework went there once, and so it was just the dividing of the earnings, because he said this employee is going to be, and he will put piecework on the payroll summary. He will put piecework. So, and then we'll put the earnings divided by the 80, that's the hourly rate.
So is the piecework, in this case, is it essentially the same thing as the agreed net pay for a period of time?
Yes, that was the agreement.
Okay. So it's not piecework in the sense of producing this many widgets in a shift or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Asked some questions, or at least one question, about onboarding workers. Who did the hiring of the workers in this case?
Roberto did.
Mr. Rock, on redirect for Mr. Machado.
No redirect, thank you.
Okay. I think we've concluded with Mr. Armas. Mr. Armas, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You are concluded. I believe we've reached the end of presentation of witnesses by all parties. Question.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Okay, I believe so.
All right. All exhibits have been admitted, adequately admitted. We can reach the...
I do have one comment about one exhibit.
Okay.
The admission of one exhibit.
Okay.
Because it's an exhibit that's not appearing, as far as I can tell, on the hearing examiner's exhibit list.
Okay.
But I think it was intended to be admitted at some point, didn't I? Anyways, so the city's exhibits 34 and 35 were both admitted as hearing examiner's 13 and 12 exhibits. I think the intention was to go ahead and admit at the same time city's exhibit 36. So Mercedes, you can feel free to...
Hold on. Yeah, I didn't know. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, now I can leave.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Armas.
I think.
So I have City Exhibit 36 as Hearing Examiner 43.
Yeah.
Oh.
We do as well.
Yep, there it is, so never mind.
Okay. Anything further on witnesses or exhibits before we go to discussion about closing? Very good. All right, Council, let's open calendars and look at what our calendar will be for presenting written closing. As I've indicated earlier in the hearing, what I'd like to see is two rounds of simultaneously submitted briefing. There'd be one closing argument submitted with an opportunity from each party to respond to that first set of closing argument. We just need to set a calendar for those. Also ask if anybody has a different proposal or if parties have had any discussion about how they'd like to approach closing. All right. Hearing none, we'll go with that then. Let's look to a calendar. When would the parties be able to submit the first round of closing? How much time do you need? We've got about 14 days or so of hearing. Not a huge amount of exhibits, but some size within them.
Would you entertain circulating the exhibits as admitted from your records, just so we can all? I think the parties might find it valuable.
We can. I don't know that there were any exhibits that were altered or redacted.
I think what I was asking was
hearing exhibit
a list of the exhibits that were admitted. I'm sure each of us kept our independent list.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. The exhibit list, absolutely. Yes, the exhibit list is posted probably by the end of the day today, if not tomorrow, also on our website for this case. All of the testimony will be posted tomorrow. Yeah, so all the hearing testimony is already up through before today, and then today's will be, the recording from today will be posted tomorrow as well.
In terms of the written closing, are there any sort of page limits or parameters on that?
I usually say no to that. But I also typically let counsel know that if I was in practice going over 20 pages in closing, that I was realizing I was saying too much. So I won't tell you you have to. I'm happy to let you control that. But nobody wins in this hearing room based on volume. And clear, concise argument is always more persuasive. So I'd rather not just put a random number in there for you, but you know, if somebody turns in a 100-page brief, you've really overdone it. So.
Sure, no, that helps.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as timing, I guess?
Yes.
As your owner pointed out, there is a lot of 14 days of hearing, and there's quite a bit of documentation. Could I suggest the opening round, we submitted, I don't have a date specifically, but about 5 weeks from now.
October 20th. Any party have a problem with 5 week response time? It's more than what I'm used to, but this case is unusual in the amount of time, and I defer to your case schedules. I'm not compelled by anything in the code to try to get this done quickly. We're talking about a 2021 case, so a week or two doesn't matter that much to me. If that works for your schedules to do that, and that's your preference, I'm happy to do that.
Before the response is due?
Well, let's just do the first one first. Are we all agreed on 5 weeks then? Okay. Nobody has any beef with that. Thank you, Mr. Larkin, for the suggestion. We'll go with that. That takes us to October 25th. Opening closing is due October 25th. Response. No new analysis of the evidence, just legal argument, no holidays. Can we say November 8th, 2 weeks?
Is there any way we can push out 1 week? I only ask because I'm on vacation the last 2 weeks. Last week in October and the first week in November, and so I just don't want to spend a whole vacation doing a reply.
Certainly, we regularly accommodate vacation schedules here. So November 15th.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Certainly. All right. Closing due October 25th. Response due November 15th. Other than the submission of closing, the record will close. Do the parties need anything more from the examiner before we conclude live hearing?
Once the closings are submitted by November 15th, when will we have like a response? Is there like a time frame?
No. You all take 7 weeks to draft your closing. I'll let you know.
Hey, I suggest another though, Dave. I just agree.
Nice try, but right now what I can tell you is my hearing schedule is not particularly busy at that time, and this will be the first thing that comes to my attention. I certainly don't have any desire to delay it on my part. While 7 weeks is already going to be a lot to push this out, and we've been at this since June. I'll be anxious to get the decision done, both for all of your sakes, but also so that I have a grasp of the facts and what's in front of me. But no specific date. If it's going to be delayed, I'll certainly, what I typically will do is send an email out to the parties so they understand, some extraordinary hearing pops up during that time. That would be the only thing that could delay me from taking two, maybe at the most 3 weeks to get it done.
Thank you.
All right. I just commend you to do a good job of tying the facts in with the law. That's what I'm looking for. That's why I like written closing. I do rely on it. It's a substantially useful tool to me. And it's not just an exercise I'm sending you all out to do. This is your chance to speak in ways that you haven't had a chance to do yet, to address the legal arguments. Obviously, I can track a lot of that through the objections and presentation of witnesses. But this is why I don't like to do oral closing. I really like to give you a chance to sit down with it and work through it. So please take advantage of it. With that, I think we're concluded. Thank you all for your courtesies to each other and the witnesses. Thank you for your respect for this forum. Appreciate having you all before me. And I look forward to reviewing your closing and issuing decision. Thank you.
Thank you.